When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Dave Mays, and this is Collect Call with Suge Knight. What you're about to hear are conversations, raw and uncut, with the legendary founder of Death Row Records. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in California State Prison. His honesty, vulnerability, and current state of mind will all be heard in this groundbreaking podcast series, featuring conversations with me and many other guests who have agreed to accept Suge's Collect Call. Suge will be putting periods to all question marks while answering everything hip-hop fans worldwide want to know. History will be made and documented in real time each week on Collect Call with Suge Knight. Suge and I both want to hear from you, so if you have any questions or input, please be sure to contact us at Breakbeat Media, authentically hip-hop. Welcome to Collect Call with Suge Knight.
Hello.
This is Global Tel Link. You have a prepaid call from
Suge Knight.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. To accept this call, dial 5 now.
Relationship like with Suge Knight? You still close with Suge? Have you spoken to him? Have you talked to him recently?
I said that I was talking to my son, Legend, right?
Right, that's part of her.
Yeah, and I was like, he always asks me about you, but you be talking to him anyway. So I was like, everybody in prison is talking about Kent.
This next story has had comedy fans talking.
Kent Williams is crazy little
motherfucker. You know how Kevin Hart's always the super nice guy no matter what happens? Well, that is being put to the test because his ex-wife Tori is doing a comedy tour with Cat Williams.
R.I.P. John Singleton. You never have to flex when you earn every one of your Fast and Furious checks. Afro with the sideburns. Yeah, that's my signature. Addictions on the rise. Comedians, check your temperature.
Where's he great at? Greatness is consistence. It's a one-trick pony.
From the people who work here, from the motherfuckers, and he was like, Dad, the whole world is talking about Cat. Man, he feel like I don't know what was going on, you know?
And he tried to kill me.
So
I would have never seen my true potential if he didn't give me a pass.
He thinks that he know you better than anybody, you know what I mean, till today.
Right.
He was.
Right.
But you know, first and foremost, man, it's always great. We be talking.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Always good to hear you. But at the same time, you know, there's been a lot going on about Pac. You know, all over the media, the news, and everything, right? So when everything start going on, I start thinking, you know, I'm always thinking about it. My mind is start racing, so I keep back in the cell. And I remember the before we really start, like, knowing each other before we came, the closest we became, right? Even though we were still close, but we wasn't, everything wasn't on the table. And I remember you gave me a call, and you was like, yeah, man, somebody saying this, somebody saying that. I'm like, shit, where you at? And you was like, this is where I'm at. I was like, well, shit, pull up. He was like, to the spot? I said, yeah, I'm right over here in the High Rocks. Pull up. Let me know when you're coming. When you get close, I'm coming down. So you pull up. I come down. You know, we do how we normally do it. Well, we don't talk about it. But anyway, the conversation was like, who's whatever? You know what I mean? So when it came down to it, one of the fools wanted to holler at me. He was like, go ahead. Might be your last time talking. And we start laughing, right? So he's like, man, you don't know this, but a while back, Cat didn't like you. He was mad at you because, you know, he wanted to trip on you because everybody said you killed Pac. And I guess he thought that was gonna like really piss me off, right? But that right. made me feel way more love for you because at the end of the day, all the people Pac helped, buying cars, houses, putting them in apartments, jewelry, putting them on songs, being label mates with them, everything, right?
Yep.
But nobody never stood up for him. So once Pac left, even people in his own groups that he was putting out, they start doing songs with his enemies.
It's bigger than some peace treaty shit. K-Slay said the rap game needs how we bury the hatchet. This is history.
They start taking pictures with his enemies. And then, I'm looking at you. You ready to go to war. And, you know, I can't say they call me a lion because I would say a wolf because, you know, a lion is a wolf is the only animal that you don't see in the circus, you know. All other animals, the lion and the bear, they still be in the circus, you know? But
I didn't think I was gonna win.
Man, check this out. When it's all said and done, if I don't know if you was gonna win or not, you was ready to go to war with the big bad wolf behind Pop. You know what
whoever
I mean?
It was.
And nobody never did that. Never in the whole motherfucking society of this world. You know what I mean? So that made me feel like, man, Cat is a real motherfucker. That made me feel like, I'm going to ride with this motherfucker to the end of time. As long as he's alive, I'm going to ride. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to ride for you. But so, shit, what you mean you think he was going to win? You still pushing the line, huh?
It was just the only thing that I was really okay with crashing out about. Just because I felt like I was him and he was me. And I felt like the way it went down couldn't have possibly been the way that it went down because of how many lives he had touched and affected. And you know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy how the world works. Yeah. But yeah, they be wondering why ours is unbreakable. But I blocked that memory out.
Yeah, that made our bond way better. You know, shit. We've been in jail together. Shit, we've been all kind of shit together.
Williams and Suge Knight were both arrested on Wednesday.
The men are accused of stealing a paparazzi's camera in Beverly Hills.
We have a meeting with a hologram company. This is in Beverly Hills. Before we go into this meeting, Suge's son runs behind the dumpster and urinates. And a lady films his penis out.
I even gave you the credit. I said, man, Cat told me one day, we was talking. And people bring up our bitches, right? They was like, well, what about this bitch? What about that bitch? Because, you know, we both had them, didn't have them, you know, the whole nine. And you said, well, a woman don't belong to me. Only half of that pussy is mine. I said, you know, I like that. I said, well, tell you what. I ain't saying I'm a pimp or nothing like that. But every bitch I've been with, half of that pussy is mine. Now, she can't use my half, like you say, or I'll... her half or vice versa, right? So if somebody using my half, even though I've been gone 9 years, right? If somebody using my half, Cat, I'm gonna tell you right now, either they owe me some rent money or they must come purchase that motherfucker. They want my kids.
They're trying to rent the own.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I used to have so many automatic withdrawals coming out of my account for subscriptions that I didn't even realize I had. think most of you can relate to this. I mean, I was looking over my credit card statement recently and saw all these deductions that were adding up every month. That's when I started using Rocket Money. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place. If I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/shug. That's rocketmoney.com/shug, S-U-G-E, rocketmoney.com/shug.
But at the same time, man, it's like this. A lot of people want to do like songs with Pac. A lot of people, you know, right. Some people even did some shit with Pac and they never... There was only one Tupac project that ever flopped before. And that's the one Eminem did on Unreleases. All the rest of them were successful. But the thing is this. I know you care about him and you push for him all the time. And
absolutely.
I know y'all are two baddest motherfuckers in the world still today. And what you got going on with the... Some of those unreleases with...
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Shit, you got me excited, you know?
And right.
Different people you say you're going to put on there. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but you know. Shit. It's just unbelievable.
It really is.
Somebody wrote me, man. Everybody be talking about Cat Pop. You ever hear about that?
I've just been hearing it recently, and it almost swole me beyond comprehension. Like, I'm saying, that's nothing you can say for yourself, just because how could you say it? But it hit different when other people say it. It's crazy. But Jada said it.
Shit, that's homegirl. She ain't as crazy as people think she is. You know what I mean? She can't
Not
be that motherfucking crazy. She made Will.
Yeah. And can make another one. And save that nigga's life in the industry. Queen Beard. The one.
Hey, so how many people you going to have on the project?
Eight.
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only the best for the best.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. On another note, since the world been shut down because of you, thanks to you, and you know, at least you open everybody's eyes. And I know you always gonna have a plan, and now it's about the solution, because there's nothing more important than the culture. You know, everybody gotta play their musicians and make it better, and you know. If we was playing football, you'd be the Lamar Jackson. You know, I'd be one of those big boys on the front blocking for you, making sure nobody touch you. So you always the quarterback. So it's always your best plan. So what you got?
Well, I always feel safe. I always feel safe and comfy in the pocket, so I can make the best decision. You need that line. But yeah, We all about the work now. The talk do have to happen first, but it's all just to highlight the work. So, you know, the movie studio is 200 acres.
Well, you know,
we're going to work.
I got some series in line of all the aggressive stuff we've been through. For his Biggie, for his Death Row, for his Pac, for his everything. Right. The only person I trust to produce it, direct it, write it, nobody than you, you know. So, that being said, seemed like you never get no sleep.
Right, I was going to say, I wouldn't want to be this guy. This sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Shit, you can handle it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
but it's going to get done right, though.
On project with you. Her car's on project with you, is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the Hustler of the Year award goes to where we know it should go. Ladies and gentlemen, Cardi B. Looking like a quarter
lick. If I'm something like Tupac, I just feel like he always said what he felt. I'm not lyrical like Tupac, and you know, he's a legend and he will forever be.
That's right.
Yeah. So necessary.
I always say she's the female version. She's Tupac to this.
She has 60 seconds remaining.
Yeah, we love Cardi B. And she's gonna mix with him nicely. It's just everybody that's on it is a piece of him in a way. So it'll bring it all together.
So let's be real. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should you pay day? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. I know you're wondering what Earnin is. Well, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. So just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then get your money as you work. There are no mandatory fees to you. You just get to enjoy your money earlier. Any money you access is automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Collect Call under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Collect Call under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This episode of Collect Call is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. Go to microdose.com and use code COLLECTCALL for 30% off your first order, plus free shipping. So I know you've been hearing me talk about microdosing, and my friends over at Microdose Gummies have been sending me some of their products. And, you know, they really put me in that sweet spot between CBD and THC. So I feel great without feeling like I'm not sharp. But, you know, everyone has their own way of using these products, whether it's to help you get focused, get super creative, or even just get a good night's sleep. One gummy can do the trick. So to learn more about microdose and THC, go to microdose.com, use code COLLECTCALL to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Try them today at microdose.com, use code COLLECTCALL. Find the links right here in the show description.
I know you took my collect calls, right? But at the same time, it's real love, ain't no fake love, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I'm planning on getting my freedom pretty soon. So I got some working hard to do, so I'm going to get back on these bars and do my thing. So I'm probably the only motherfucker in the world to be calling from prison and tell Cat Williams I get at him later.
I ain't got all day. Hey, for these 3-hour interviews.
Hey, man.
You have a prepaid call.
Hey,
Ludacris, you must be out your rabbit ass. Mighty with a rat call for me,
then
you ain't fucking
lying.
I hear it.
You can hear it.
Yep.
That's a collect call exclusive.
Collect call exclusive.
That motherfucker sounds good.
I didn't know you'd be able to hear it good. I started over. So.
Yeah, my
Can we start it from the beginning? put a little volume on it for sure. Yeah, one time for stop.
Did not come this far. You just break down and lose nothing. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
All right, I did get a little jealous, man. Cat broke the internet.
That nigga did that.
I must be quick.
Release things. That's it for fun.
Yeah.
I'm coming for your number one spot. One of us a killer and the other one is not. One of us the realest and the other one a plot. I'm coming for your number one spot. Oh, Chris, I wish you never came to this. And you pissed rapper free for the first time, but you dissed and missed the wrong side of history in a time like this. I'm so ludicrous. Sorry, uterus. You were infant chronicles, nigga. You ain't new to this. You went from Mr. Moore.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Atlanta. That's some true shit. Mr. Moore, bitch. In real life, I'm fast and furious. In real life, nigga. You fight curious. Got a fast car, but you hit the median. Another body, a body by comedian. Oh. But I got paid. Roaches is a motherfucker, but I got raid. Davis ain't a liar, big than a motherfucker. But he still got for your number one spot. One of us a killer and the other one is not. One of us the realest and the other one a spot. I'm coming for your number one spot.
You heard the interview on Club KJ. I gave them all a payday. I'm still going fucking viral, so who care what the haters say? Ludacris, you must be out your rabbit ass. Mine made a rap song, but nigga, you ain't there. I'm fucking lying. Well, these entertainers in your shit these days. Stealing jokes I use back in BET days. Y'all seen the footage from this overweight bully talking about he wants to smoke and we would go ahead and pull it. Sorry, just the country fucking pussy with twice hair swarming as a
knife. And he bites and hold his dice. Don't want to lose your life when I'm about to roll these dice. I'm coming for your number one spot. One of us a killer and the other one is not. One of us the realest and the other one a plot. I'm coming for your number one spot. One last point and I'ma leave it alone. I've never personally been with Quincy Jones, but you, that was your girl, girl, boy, boy. Don't play with these toys, I am to be avoided at all costs, nigga. Just go ahead and swallow up that loss, nigga. You know I know what I know what I know. The truth is, you gotta go, you gotta go. I'm coming for your number one spot. One of us a killer and the other one is not. One of us the villain and the other one is
Greenway,
not. I'm coming for your number one spot. I'm coming for your number one spot. One of us the villain and the other one is not. I'm coming for your number one spot. That thine aims may be in secret, and my father would see it in secret himself, shall be for a deal. That's
useless. Yeah, a dull moment fucking with you. Eat him up part two.
That's why I fuck your bitch.
Good shit.
Yeah, I'm finna fix it up. Send that out.
Yeah. Shit. Like I said, time is everything. It seems like you got this motherfucking clock in your hand.
Okay. I'm certainly working it.
Your thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go fix this and then I'm on. Yeah, I appreciate you.
You know, Dave, it's really important to point out that how much love that Cat had for Pac still do today. This person never even smoked a blunt with the man, but ride for him. But at the same time, we're going to do what we got to do to make the culture better. That's what the platform is about. Only a nobody will rely on somebody. Be somebody. That being said, everybody been putting the truth out there. We let it be known that people can't rewrite history. Now we understand all this, and Cat did an incredible job on letting the world know how it go. Now we know these things. Now we gotta get to the part by being, you know, solution. Not the problem. So that being said, D.D. Jakes, accept this collect call. Oprah Winfrey, accept this collect call. Donald Trump, get on this collect call. What we trying to do is positive for our community and our culture. Number one. And we already know a lot of people can be liar kings, but men need to be lion kings. Not liar kings, lion kings. Anything in the past, it's the past. I don't have nothing negative to say about anyone from the past. If I know you, if I met you, thank you for your time. Right now, it's not about one person, it's about the culture. Hey, Dave, your Gotti brother got killed, huh?
Yeah, man, that just happened yesterday. Yeah. Rest in peace.
You know, every time we lose somebody, yeah, rest in peace. Every time we lose somebody, for the culture and about what we trying to accomplish, it always takes me back to the beginning when it first started. Like I said, we got to start using our platforms to promote peace and get better. Not the platforms to promote wars. Like a lot of major record companies back in the day used to do that. They didn't have to deal with people going into prison or people going to jail or people going to the hospital, people getting killed, but they benefit from the money. Now you got a lot of people using their platforms to talk bad about each other. A lot of stuff be lies, or it's not even important. It's not helping nobody. And when violence happens, that from a lot of people who's lying. So if you have a platform, let's try to do something where we can make it make sense. So at the end of the day, that's what we're about. That's what we own.
Yeah.
Next time.
Peace.